for you. Baruch Hashem, I have the zechut, and it really is a zechut, to teach four classes here. And I want you to know that I started very shortly after I made Aliyah, and I really think that my Aliyah was formed and shaped by the fact that I had the zechut to learn, to continue learning, and to continue sharing that learning with people here in Yerushalayim. It has really been my pride and my joy, and I'm extremely grateful to the people who come listen to me. I can't believe they do. And and to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shehechiyanu v'kiyimanu v'higiyanu lazman hazeh, who brought me to this point, Baruch Hashem, and I hope he'll hold my hand for a little bit longer so that I can continue, because I truly enjoy it. What we're going to do today is we're going to talk about Sfirat HaOmer, because it is Rosh Chodesh Iyar. And Rosh Chodesh Iyar, what we are in the middle of is counting. And I called the Sheor Counting to Connect, because when you count, there's a reason that you're counting. You're counting for a purpose. And so the question is, what is the purpose of this Sfirat HaOmer? And if there are more than one, which there are, more than one purpose, what are they? And whom, to whom, slicha, do we connect when we are counting Sfirat HaOmer? So I want to turn your attention to the psukim. I tried to be very careful, but I did leave one pasuk out that I should have put in. However, I hope you'll bear with me. You have sources in the this little booklet. I believe it's right after Zemiras. Yes. And it says, Sfirat HaOmer, Counting to Connect. I hope that you have the page. And I have that page in front of me. And what we're doing is, we are going to learn two sources for the counting of Sfirat HaOmer. It appears in the Torah twice, one in Sefer Vayikra, the one that we're starting with, and the other in Sefer Dvarim, which we will mention as well. The fuller one is in Sefer Vayikra. And that's the one that we start with. We're right in the middle of a discussion of the Moadim. Eile Moadei Hashem, it starts. These are the appointed times of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us to celebrate. And in the middle of the Moadim, where it belongs, right after Pesach, I'm going to use the word connection before the time, but it's the only word I can use. Making the connection between Pesach and Shavuot, we have the following psukim about the mitzvah of Sfirat HaOmer. So let's look together, Bavakasha. I'm just getting my own papers. I need a second. We have Vayedaber Hashem el Moshe Lemor, which I didn't put down. That's not the important pasuk that we left out. Daber al Bnei Yisrael v'amarta aleihem, speak to Bnei Yisrael and say to them, Ki tavo'u el ha'aretz asher ani noten lachem, when you will come to the land that I am giving you, u'ktzartem et k'tzira, and you will do the harvest, you will cut the harvest, V'heivetem et Omer reishit k'tzirchem el ha-kohen. Very, very famous pasuk. When you will do the harvest, you will bring the first, reishit, the first of the harvest, an Omer. An Omer is a measure. So the Torah is telling us specifically how much we have to bring the first of the harvest to the kohen, meaning we go to the Beit HaMikdash. And I'm going to do the next pasuk, which is the one I left out, which I should not have. V'heinif et ha'omer lifnei Hashem lirtzonchem. And the Kohen does a waving motion, like a dedicatory motion, up and down, sideways. A waving motion with the omer that you bring lifnei Hashem, right in front of the Mizbeach, lirtzonchem, so that it should come be an acceptable offer from you to Hashem. Mimacharat HaShabbat Yinifenu HaKohen. And it now tells us precisely when you bring it, which is mimacharat haShabbat, the day after the Chag. And we're not going to go into all of the controversy about exactly when that is. The day after the Chag, as we understand it, is the day after the first day of Pesach, right? So that's when you will bring the Omer. So if we look very quickly, we see, interestingly, that what Rashi is interested in here is he's interested in that term Reshit Kitzirchem. He wants to know, what does it mean when the Torah tells us Reshit Kitzirchem? And he answers, Shetehe Rishona LaKatzir. It should be the first thing that you begin harvesting. The very first thing you begin doing. And the Siftei Chachamim clarifies, saying, Klomar, Shelo Yehe Reshut LiYisrael. There is no permission for Yisrael Liktzor Stoteihem to harvest their fields Ad SheYiktzor HaOmer Tzchila. Until he cuts this portion of Omer Tchila. In other words, you may not begin harvesting your grain until you cut the Omer. That's the first thing, Reshit. It is set aside. That must go to the Kohen. Once you have dedicated that one portion, then you can continue with your harvest. And that is, of course, very important. And basically, we need to go on. So we have the time. We have the idea that it is the first of the harvest. By the way, what harvest is this? Barley. The barley harvest, exactly. The barley harvest, which determines the time of Pesach. And we have the next pasuk. We're going to skip a few psukim because there's another halakha that comes in here, and it's a very interesting halakha, the halakha of chadash, not eating new grain, but that would take us another 45 minutes, so we can't do that right now. So we need to skip a few psukim and go to the mitzvah of Sfirat HaOmer itself, which is pasuk tedvav. Usfartem lachem mimacharat haShabbat, miyom haviyachem et Omer hatnufa, and you will count lachem. There's another time that we're told that lachem. Do you remember where? This is usfartem lachem. And when we talk about the mitzvot that we do on Chag HaSukkot, it says, ulekachtem lachem. Each individual must do it. Mimacharat haShabbat, from that day after the Shabbat, the day after the holiday. Miyom haviyachem et Omer hatnufa, from the yom, from the day that you bring that Omer that is waved, sheva shabbatot mimotiyena. So you have to count for yourself seven full, tmimot is whole, right? Perfect. Weeks. What does it tell us to count here? Weeks, right? You will count for yourself on the day after the Shabbat, sheva shavuot tmimot tihiyana. Rashi is concerned with tmimot and the mincha chadasha. Oh, I left it out. Ad mimacharat, next pasuk. Ad mimacharat haShabbat haShvi'it tisperu chamishim yom. What did it say to count now? Yom. So in the first pasuk it said sheva shavuot, and now we have tisperu chamishim yom. Ad mimacharat haShabbat haShvi'it, until after the day after the holiday, the day after the real Shabbat, the seventh. Tisperu chamishim yom, you will count 50 days. Vehikravtem mincha chadasha l'Hashem. And you will give a karban of a new meal offering to Hashem. So Rashi tells us, mimacharat haShabbat, mimacharat yom tov, which we heard, and tmimot, they're going to be whole, tmimot, melamed shematchil umoneh miba'erev. This is teaching us something interesting. We bring them Omer in the morning. But when do we start counting? in the evening before. Why? Because otherwise it is not Tmimot. We need to have full weeks. And please remember, the day begins by Erev. Exactly. She'im lo kein einam Tmimot. Because if we do that, then they will not be seven whole perfect weeks. What is this mincha chadasha? What is a new meal offering? He ha-mincha ha-rishona shehuv'a min ha-chadash. It is the first meal offering that is brought from the new grain. And what grain are we talking about here? Wheat, exactly. That's what Rashi is pointing out. Even though we brought the Omer already from this year's grain, nevertheless, the Omer is from barley, and the Mincha Chadasha that we bring on Shavuot, though notice it is not mentioned at all here. No mention is made Shavuot. We just know that it is the Yom Tov that comes out at this time, 50 days after Chag HaPesach, and that comes from the wheat crop. What Ramban was more interested in was how we count. So if we take a very, very quick look at the Ramban, and it's got to be a quick look, then we will say, Rega, I got to find it. We will say, V'ta'am usfartem lachem. And the reason that the Torah tells us, you will count for yourselves. Kmo ulekachtem lachem. Remember before when I was testing you? Just like it says, ulekachtem lachem, about taking the etrog and the lulav, shetehe sfira ulekicha lechol echad ve'echad. That the counting or the taking on Chag HaSukkot, every individual person must do for themselves. Sheyimane befiv v'yaskir chashivuto. That he has to actually express it orally with his mouth, not just think. You know, when you make a bracha, it's not enough to just think the words, but you have to actually express them with your lips. When you make a bracha, even if you say it silently, you should form the words with your lips, and that's what you have to do with Sfirata Omer. You don't have to shout, but you need to say it, each person for themselves. Okay, a little bit more now. Mimo shvotechem, and it's not really a lot. Mimo shvotechem taviyu lechem tnufa. From your dwelling places, you will bring bread this time. It is not just a measure of the raw grain, the way the Omer was. It is actually baked bread. Two, actually. Shtayim. Shnei esronim solatiyena, and it gives us the measure. These bread must be made from 2/10 of a measure of fine flour. Chametz teofena, and they are baked chametz, like regular bread, not matzot. Bikurim Lashem, and it is a first offering to Hashem. In other words, we have all these details about when we bring it and what we bring and how we bring and what it is that we say in the counting. And then there's something very interesting that's tacked on at the end that seems to have nothing at all to do with the mitzvah of Sfirat HaOmer. And that's why I put it on the sheet, even though, as you noticed, I skipped some psukim. But I wanted you to notice what the Torah adds. It's very interesting. Uvakutzrachem et katsir artzachem. And when you are performing the harvest, when you are harvesting the harvest of your land, lo techalepa atzadeh bekutzracha. Do not cut till the edges of your field when you are harvesting. Don't finish up to the very edge of your field. What mitzvah? What do we call that mitzvah? Pe'ah. That is a mitzvah of pe'ah. right? We leave the edges of the field. V'leket katzircha lo t'leket. And do not gather all of the individual grains that might fall out when you're grabbing the grain and cutting with the sickle, or actually should be this way if you're right-handed, right? You cut this way. But anything, any individual stalks that will fall out as you're doing this movement, you need to what? You need to leave it. It is called the gleaning. The gleaning of your harvest, you should not gather up. Le'ani v'lager ta'azov otam. You will leave them for the poor man and for the stranger or the convert. Ani Hashem Elokeichem. I am Hashem your God. Isn't that interesting? We are so involved with the harvest. We are so involved with the counting. We are so involved with doing the mitzvot, and the Torah tells us, hey, wait a minute. I know you're very involved and there's a lot of work with the harvest, but please remember that you have some poor people around. You have some people who do not have a piece of land, the ger. And you must remember that you have to worry about whether they too will have food to eat at this time. And so the Torah steps in and gives us this gentle reminder. We will come back to that in a moment. I will give you one hint. It is a Klal Yisrael moment. It is a moment in which, though each person might be involved in their own activities, the Torah says, wait, you have an obligation, and that obligation is to worry about the needy in your midst. Let's take a quick look at the way the Torah tells us about this same mitzvah in Sefer Devarim. And I know that you're going to be surprised because it is so much less detailed. You can't really tell when you look at the pages, because when I printed up the pages, I didn't put all the psukim in. Had I put all the psukim in, you would have noticed a huge difference between the two treatments, because what we did in Sefer Vayikra, had I included everything, would be more than one page. And in Sefer Devarim, it's two psukim. So keep in mind everything that's included in Sefer Vayikra, and keep in mind as we're looking at these two psukim, some differences between them, okay? So we have in Sefer Devarim, it is Perek Tetzayin, it is again a discussion of the Moedim, Shiva Shavuot Tispor Lecha. What are we told to count here? Shavuot, weeks, right? Count for yourselves, Tispor Lecha, count for yourself. 7 weeks, thank you so much for the water, it was right in time. Mehochel chermesh bakama. In Sefer Devarim, there's no mention of bringing the Omer. It's not here. When should you count the weeks? From when you begin lifting the chermesh, that's the sickle or the scythe, bakama in the standing grain. From when you begin your harvest, in plain English. When you begin your harvest, and it means the first harvest, it means the barley harvest. And of course, all the mefarshim jump in to make sure that we understand that. That when it says, mehachel chermesh bakama, that what we are talking about is the Omer. But please note that the Omer is not mentioned. Tachel lispor shiva shavuot. At that point, when you are going to begin the harvest, you will begin to count 7 weeks. Va'asita chag shavuot l'Hashem. And at that point, you will make a chag shavuot, a holiday. Here it's mentioned, chag shavuot, nachon, for Hashem Elokecha, your God. Misat nidvat yadcha. Misat is the appropriate amount that you are willing to give. of the giving of your hand, what you can afford, what is appropriate for your station in life, asher titein, that you will give, ka'asher yivarechecha Hashem Elokecha, according to the bracha that Hashem your God has given you. That's the mitzvah in Sefer Dvarim. It is really interesting. There are things that are left out, and there are things that are not mentioned at all. In order to clarify what the Torah is telling us about the mitzvah, we almost have it clear, but it's important for us to look at the Rambam in his Sefer HaMitzvot, because he will give us an interesting short summary of what the mitzvot are. You have it on the page number 3. So we have Halacha Hilchot Tmidim U'Musfim, Perek Zayin, Halacha Chavbet, Mitzvat Asei, it is a positive mitzvah, Lispor Sheva Shabbatot Tmimot, to count out 7 weeks, I'm using the term weeks, whole, perfect, Miyom Hava'at HaOmer, from the day that you bring the Omer, Shene'emar, as it says in the Torah, Usfartem Lochem Mimacharat HaShabbat, Sheva Shabbatot, as we learned in Sefer Vayikra, nachon? U'mitzvah, and it is part of the mitzvah, limnot hayamim im hashavuot, to count the days together with the weeks. Shenemar, as it says, tisperu chamishim yom. The Torah tells us clearly, not only do we count the 7 weeks, but we must count 50 days. U'mitchilat hayom monim, and we count from the beginning of the day, lefichach mone balayla. That's why we count at night, Milel Shisha Asar B'Nisan, from the night of, and the Ramban is going to tell us exactly the date. He's not going to play around holiday this. No, it is the night of Tet Zayin in Nisan. Halacha Chaf Gimel. Shachach V'lo Mana B'Layla. If somebody forgot and didn't count at night, Moneh B'Yom, then we count at night, ve'ein monin ela mu'umad, and we only count in a standing position. We're going to talk about why. Ve'im mana miyushav yetza, and if he counts sitting, then he has fulfilled his obligation. He's yotze. Somebody called out, but at night we would count with a bracha. If we forgot and we count the next day, we count without a bracha. But then we are permitted to make the bracha that night once again and keep up with our counting. Mitzvah zo, this is really interesting for me. I'll call ish mi Yisrael. This mitzvah is obligatory, on every man in Yisrael, uvachol makom, every place, uvachol zman, and every time. That means including a time that there is not a Beit HaMikdash. The Rambam is paskening very strongly here. I should have read it more strongly because his language is very precise and strong. This mitzvah is applicable on every man in Yisrael, every place that he lives, and at every time, no matter what's going on. V'nashim v'avadim peturim mimena. And women and servant slaves are peturim, are not obligated. It's one of those mitzvot, such an interesting thing, that women, traditionally, many women, not all, this is not one of the mitzvot that all women take, like shofar. Why are women peturim from this mitzvah? It is a mitzvat asei, a positive mitzvah, shehazman grama, that is dependent upon time. And b'derech klal, women are not peturot. Women are not obligated, they are peturot. Slicha b'derech klal, they are not obligated to do those mitzvot. Some of those women are not permitted to do. This is not one of them, but women have embraced this mitzvah because of its importance, and I believe because of the connections that it makes. I think that many women have taken upon themselves the mitzvah of Sfirat HaOmer because of the way it makes us feel when we have this mitzvah that we do every evening, that we need to remember, and it's hard. But it's hard. Some people have a husband who comes home from Maariv and says, "Count." This doesn't happen in my house. I have a husband, Baruch Hashem, Ad Me'ava Esrim. But he forgets. So fortunately, we put a chart up right on the refrigerator because the refrigerator is my place. And I know I'm going to look at it eventually in an evening. And so it is a constant reminder that I need to count the Omer. More about that also when we sum up. Okay, one more halacha, halacha chaf hei, v'tzorich levarech. Here we go. We left out the bracha. B'chol laila, and every evening we need to make the bracha, Baruch Atah Hashem, in case you didn't know what those abbreviations were. Baruch Atah Hashem, Elokeinu Melech Olam, Asher Kedishenu b'mitzvotav, al Sfirat HaOmer, kodem sheyispor. And we make the full bracha that we make on a mitzvah, Asher Kedishenu b'mitzvotav, which only is a bracha on a mitzvah. And we say al Sfirat HaOmer before we count. Mana v'lo berach, if he counted and did not make the bracha, yatza, then he is still yotze, he has still fulfilled his obligation, ve'eino chozer umavarech, and he doesn't go back and make the bracha again. So there are a few questions that arise that I would like to discuss with you. The question one would be, since the mitzvah is to count from the bringing of the Omer, and we no longer have an Omer today, and we don't have a Beit HaMikdash, why does the Rambam Paskin, why is he telling us that it has full force today, as though we had a Beit HaMikdash, b'chol zman, as the Rambam said, anytime. And question two that I wanted to bring before you is, why is the counting ideally said standing, but we are yotze, even if we are sitting? To answer the first question, we need to take another look at the difference between the psukim in Vayikra and those in Devarim. So I made a list of just four that I listed. One, no mention of counting days in Devarim. Devarim just said, count Shavuot, right? Count the weeks. Two, no mention of Mimacharat HaShabbat. In other words, the connection to Pesach is not put in Sefer Devarim, and no mention of the Omer, the bringing the sheaf of barley. Three, the purpose of counting is different in each Sefer. In Devarim it says, you're counting v'asita chag. You're counting to make a connection between Pesach and Shavuot, even though Pesach is not mentioned, but the purpose is to get to Shavuot. In Vayikra, the purpose is to bring a Mincha Chadasha. It doesn't really mention that there's a Chag. A Mincha Chadasha, a new meal offering, or more correctly, a meal offering from the first grain. And in Devarim, there's no mention of it being Tmimot, of it being whole. It's almost as though we could look at the little list of four and say there's two different reasons for counting the Omer. It would seem that the reason in Devarim has nothing to do with the Beit HaMikdash at all. It's to connect Yitziat Mitzrayim to Kabbalat HaTorah. We count the days between them. This is clearly stated in the Sefer HaChinuch, which we have also on the page, and I'm just going to read the last paragraph in the Sefer Chinuch. Follow me, please. Mishorashei ha-mitzvah al tzad ha-pshat, Among the roots of the mitzvah, when we look at the pshat, the most direct explanation, lefi shekol ikaran shel Yisrael eino ela haTorah. The whole purpose of Am Yisrael to be this separate nation is because they accepted the Torah. Umipnei haTorah nivru shamayim ve'eretz ve'Yisrael. And because of the Torah, Kodesh Baruch Hu created Shemayim Va'aretz and Yisrael, and Am Yisrael. Ukmosha Katuvi takes a pasuk from Yirmiyahu, Emlo Bariti Yomam Valaila. If it's, did I not create day and night? Vihi Ha'ikar V'Hasibash Shenigalu V'Yatzu Mimitzrayim. He's clarifying now. The whole reason that Am Yisrael were taken, were redeemed from Mitzrayim was because they were going to accept the Torah on Har Sinai. So we are counting to make the connection from when we were taken out of Mitzrayim till we reach the goal. The goal being that we accepted the Torah. So the first connection that we're making in the counting is connecting between these two very important times, which symbolize that we accepted Torah. So the first connection is Am Yisrael and Torah. That's the first one. Then in Sefer Vayikra, we're counting to connect the mitzvah of bringing the Omer to the mitzvah of bringing the Mincha Chadashah, two things that are done only in the Beit HaMikdash. We are connecting to the Beit HaMikdash no matter where we are, whether there is a Beit HaMikdash or not. Do we not daven every day facing in the direction of where the Beit HaMikdash was? Do we not constantly remind ourselves of the fact that the Geula is not with us because we do not have a Beit HaMikdash standing there on Har HaBayit? Which, of course, teaches us that the second connection that we're making when we count the Omer every night is we are saying we are not whole because we do not yet have a Beit HaMikdash. The connection in Sefer Vayikra is definitely to the importance of HaMakom Asher Yivchar Hashem Elokecha. That place, that central place that HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose for us, that we will have again, but we are not yet there. Which, of course, brings us to the answer to question two, which is, why is there a mitzvah to say it's standing, if at all possible? And it makes it a simple question and a simple answer, because the avodah in the Beit HaMikdash was performed standing. The Kohen always stood. The Levim always stood. And therefore, to remind ourselves that this is what we're doing is like avodah, it is connecting us to the Beit HaMikdash. We say it in a standing position. In the same Sefer HaMitzvot of the Rambam, he brings the pasuk from Devarim that gives us the mitzvah of avodah, of serving Hashem, which of course is the mitzvah today of tefillah. Because that's what we do today. Slicha od pam. The pasuk is in Dvarim Yud Gimel. Acharei Hashem Elokechem Telechun. You must walk after Hashem your God. Va'oto tira'u. And you will fear him. Ve'et mitzvotav tishmoru. You will observe his mitzvot. Uva kolo tishma'u. You will listen to his voice. Va'oto ta'avodu, and you will serve him. And the Rambam quotes the Sifrei, which is the Medrash Halacha on Sefer Dvarim, says, what do you mean, otota avodu? If duhu betorato, serve him by keeping Torah. If duhu b'mikdasho, and serve him by going to do karbanot in the Beit HaMikdash. How do we serve Hashem? Through the Mikdash, which tefillah is what we do today because we don't have it. And we serve him through keeping and learning Torah. And we see that the mitzvah of Sefirat HaOmer helps us to fulfill both the mitzvah of Avodah in the Beit HaMikdash and the connection to the Beit HaMikdash and the connection to the Torah as well. And please remember that we learned earlier, and I told you I would mention it again, that the Torah also reminds us to connect to Klal Yisrael in this mitzvah of Sefirat HaOmer, that is, to the ani and the ger, to the poor and to the stranger or convert. So every day when we are counting the Omer, we are standing in a place where we are doing it lachem. We, every person, takes upon himself that obligation to count. And when we're doing that, we are connecting to the Beit HaMikdash. We are connecting to Torah and its importance, the sole reason for our being Am Yisrael. And we are connecting to Klal Yisrael. We are connecting to the Ani. We are connecting to the ger, to the stranger, to the convert, to the person who comes to live among us. We are making all of these connections. We count to connect day after day for 49 days. And as we connect to the Torah and to the Beit HaMikdash and to Klal Yisrael, of course, we're connecting to HaKadosh Baruch Hu as well. And that is the mitzvah of Sefirat HaOmer. Thank you so much for your close attention. You are a wonderful audience. May we all be zoche to do mitzvot, to make connections, and to be together and enjoy days such as this, Rosh Chodesh Iyar. May you have a Chodesh Tov.